The following is a synopsis of the Rebbe's talk of Shabbos Parshas Chayisara, the 28th of Mar Cheshvan, Mevarchim HaChedesh Kislev, Heitav Shinun Beis, corresponding to 1991. And this was the introduction to the International Conference of Shluchim. As we stand at the beginning of the Kinnus HaShluchim HaOlami, the International Shluchim Conference, which is a conference made of the shluchim, the emissaries of the Rebbe, throughout the entire world, it's important to remember that first and foremost, what is the purpose of this shlichus, of this mission, and in terms of the new direction and goal, that which is to greet the face of Mashiach with the true and complete redemption. The general goal is to serve God. That's the goal of every Jew, especially the shluchim of the Rebbe. And this is true all of the time. But every time there is like a new added on dimension of shlichus that becomes the gateway through which all the mitzvahs arise and are elevated. And based on what was clarified several times, that we are right now prepared for the coming of Mashiach. We've already polished all the buttons. So it follows then that the shlichus, the mission now is to greet Mashiach b'peil mamish, in actuality, not just theoretically, but in actuality. And this is the whole goal of the conference, to talk to one another, to make good resolutions, how to express and how to actualize this present shlichus, which is to greet our righteous Mashiach. In order to understand the connection between shlichus and Mashiach, we have to first preface that Mashiach himself is also called a shliach. When God chose Moshe Rabbeinu to redeem the Jewish people from Egypt, Moshe said, "Shlach na b'yad tishlach," send, please send the one who you're going to send. And commentaries explain that Moshe said to God, Master of the world, send Mashiach in my place. Mashiach who will be revealed in the future. So we understand, therefore, that Mashiach is the shliach of God to redeem the Jewish people. And the simple reason that Moshe wanted God to do this, because Moshe knew that he was not going to bring the Jews into the land of Israel. He's not going to redeem them in the future. So he wanted that Mashiach should be the one to take the Jews out of Egypt and do the whole job. But the Rebbe says this is puzzling. Moshe certainly knew that God knew that Mashiach is ultimately going to redeem the Jews. And in spite of that, God decided that Moshe should be the one to take them out of Egypt. So why did Moshe ask for something else? On the other hand, if Moshe, who was such a wise person, he was the ultimate of perfection and wisdom, if he asked for this, so why didn't God accept his request? And the Rebbe explains that Moshe's request was to create a bond and a unity between the Redeemer from Egypt and Mashiach. And even though they're two separate personalities, Moshe is a Levi and Mashiach is from the tribe of Yehuda, but nevertheless, he wanted to create this bond between these two personalities. And that request was indeed fulfilled. As our sages say, that Moshe is Gael Rishain, who Gael Achrein. He is the first Redeemer, Moshe, and he is the last Redeemer, Mashiach, as will be explained. In our Parsha, we hear the story of how Avram Avinu sent his servant Eliezer to find an appropriate shidduch, match for his son Yitzchak. Now the question is, was Eliezer a shliach, who is an emissary, an agent, who's completely subordinate to the one who sends him, and there are several categories of that itself, or was he a shadchan, a matchmaker, that he's doing a favor for someone else, but he doesn't act as your agent? So the Rebbe says, it seems that Eliezer was a shadchan, and the proof of that was that he made the effort on his own to find the appropriate person, and it could be he might have had personal interest. So that's the logic on one hand. On the other hand, it's more logical to say that he was a shliach totally subordinate to Abraham, the one who sent him. And the proof of that is that he did exactly as Abraham had told him. And an additional proof of that, Eliezer took with him all of Abraham's wealth in order that the parents of the bride should want to have her married to Yitzchak. So it's obvious that Abraham had such trust in him that he was willing to give him all his wealth. And it follows then that he was in complete state of subordination to Abraham, and that Abraham would feel comfortable entrusting all of his wealth to him. So to understand this matter, we have to first clarify another thing that requires understanding. Avram gave everything that he owned to his son Yitzchak. That's not really an accepted approach, not even according to halacha, that a father should give a gift in his lifetime everything that he owns. Abraham lived 35 years after this event, and he needed to have something to live on for himself. So why would he give it all away? In addition, Avram was a very wealthy man. It would have been enough if he gave a sizable portion of his wealth to Yitzchak. Why did he have to give him everything? According to the teachings of Kabbalah, one could say that Avram and Yitzchak are really considered to be one entity. So Yitzchak was therefore very much similar to Abraham, but we still have to understand this in a simple, down-to-earth terms. The gift of Abraham testifies to the importance that he attributed to the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka, because this was not just a marriage of two individuals. This was the first Jewish marriage after Abraham had fulfilled the mitzvah of circumcision. And from this marriage, the Jewish nation emerged. And from this marriage, we draw our existence to the end of all time. The importance of this marriage is expressed in the fact that Abraham gave Isaac everything that he owned. By doing so, he underscored that he is investing everything, his entire being, into this marriage. Because Abraham's true essence was that he was the father of the Jewish nation, and he gave all of that to this new match. And that's an additional proof that Eliezer was completely subordinated to his mission, because for the purpose of this very important marriage, you can't just do this as an independent entity. You had to be totally subordinated to Abraham without any personal interests. Now, Chassidus explains that the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka symbolize the ultimate purpose of creation, the unification of the soul and the body. In Chassidic terminology, this is called Ma and Ban, different configurations of God's name, two different energies. Yitzchak lived in Israel in a place of holiness. He himself was holy because he became sanctified as a burnt offering at the time of the Akedah, the binding of Isaac. Rivka, on the other hand, lived outside of Israel. She lived in the house of a wicked man, Bethuel and Lavan. And as the Medrash says, she was like a rose amongst the thorns. And their marriage expressed the unification of these two extremes, spirituality and physicality, the soul and the body. And this unification is really the goal of all of creation and the ultimate objective of Torah and mitzvahs, to bring godly light into this lowly world and to make this physical world a dwelling place for God. Now, a shliach, an agent or an emissary, also is a composite of two contradictory characteristics that are similar to the soul and the body. On one hand, he's an independent human being. On the other hand, he's completely subordinated to the one who sends him, and he doesn't do anything that the person who sends him did not want. The fact that Eliezer was able to be a faithful shliach and to unify these two extremes, that facilitated his fulfillment of his mission to bring about this synthesis of holiness and the physicality of the world. And that explains why the Torah talks in such great detail about all the matters that concern the mission of Eliezer, because this mission represents the very core of the Jewish people, and it represents a very, very high objective, so that every detail is relevant. Therefore, the explanation of the marriage between Yitzchak and Rivka cannot be found in the fundamental works of Chassidus Chabad, which is Torah Er, Likut Torah, on this Parsha, where do we find the discussion, the Chassidic interpretation of this marriage? It is to be found at the end of the five books of Moses. Why isn't it explained in this week's Parsha? And the answer is, based on what we just said before, since this marriage represents the unification of holiness, godly holiness within this physical world, when will this become fully manifested? In the future redemption. That's why the explanation of this marriage is mentioned and discussed in the Hasidic texts at the end of the Torah, to tell you this is the end, this is the end goal, the ultimate objective of everything that we're doing to serve Hashem today. Where does it begin? The person has to know that he is God's agent. He is God's shliach. That's why at the beginning of the work, Likut Torah, the Alter Rebbe explains that every Jew is a shliach sent by God into this world. So the beginning of Likut Torah talks about what is our role that we begin with. We are shluchim, and it ends with the fulfillment of this shlichus, the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka. Now, what Eliezer began to execute in his shlichus, in his mission, the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka, the unification of the soul and the body, the unification of godly holiness with this physical world, with the Jewish people specifically, but the entire world. All of this that was begun with the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka will be concluded by Mashiach. He will bring about the perfection of this unification of God and the Jewish people and the whole world with a true and complete redemption. And for this reason, Mashiach is also called a shliach, because he also has the two characteristics, the two paradoxical characteristics of a shliach. On one hand, Mashiach is also a human being, a soul within a body, as the Rambam rules that Mashiach is going to wage the wars of God with his enemies. That proves that he's here in this physical world, and at the same time, he's completely and totally one with God, with the Creator. And since he has this perfect synthesis, he has the ability to bring that unification to the world as well. Now we can understand why Moshe asked, Shlachna b'yad hishlach, please send the one that you're going to send in the future. What he wanted to do is to combine the Redeemer from Egypt with the future Melech HaMashiach. Moshe himself was primarily engaged in the wisdom of Torah. As it says, Moshe received the Torah from Sinai. But the mission of Mashiach is primarily Malchus, not Torah, but royalty. As it says, Yamod Melech Beis David. The Rambam, when he describes Mashiach, he calls him a Melech, a king. Moshe had the power to influence. Torah is what inspires and influences and gives us the strength and the capacity to serve God, and also for the power to have the redemption. Mashiach has the power to receive. He is on the receiving end. By complete and total devotion, he could receive all this energies from above, and he can elevate himself to a level even greater than that of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why he will bring the true and complete redemption to all of the Jewish people, that will include even Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe is the Mashpia, he's the one that bestows, he influences, and Mashiach is the recipient of all these energies and gives him the power to go even higher. And it was because of Moshe's request to send B'yad Tishlach in the hands of the one that you will send, that formed this unification between Moshe and Mashiach. Mashiach received the quality of wisdom of Moshe, and he will teach Torah to everyone, including Moshe Rabbeinu. And conversely, Moshe received also the trait of royalty, as it says that Moshe was called a melech. On the words Vayihi Bishurin Melech, there was a king amongst the Jewish people, that refers to Moshe. So Moshe, who's primarily a teacher of Torah, becomes a king, and Mashiach, who's primarily a king, becomes the ultimate teacher of Torah. That's why the word Mashiach has the same numerical value as the word Shliach. When you add another 10 to it, what does that tell us? That the purpose and the function of Mashiach is to concretize his Shlichus together with his 10 faculties of his soul that range from the attribute of Chachma, of wisdom, to the attribute of Malchus, royalty, because he combines those two. This mission that began with Eliezer's mission to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak, which will conclude with Mashiach, is really a mission that is relevant to every Jew. Because there are two possibilities that you can fulfill your mission. One is to do it by influencing the world and sanctifying the world the way Moshe Rabbeinu did, like the sun that brings light to the world. But you could also accomplish this by complete subordination to the Creator and to bring about that subordination to the world around you, similar to Mashiach. And that's like the moon that receives its light from the sun. It reflects the sunlight. And since there is this unification between Moshe and Mashiach, that's why every Jew also has the power to do both. He can be in a complete state of subordination to God, and simultaneously he can be an independent being, a person who can think, a intellectual, who uses his personal understanding, thinking of ways to be able to influence the world and to bring light to the world. As a faithful shliach who is able to unify these two paradoxical characteristics. And just like Abraham gave Eliezer everything that he had, the same thing is true with us, that God gives us everything that he has to enable us to be successful in our mission, to fulfill this singular mission of to bring the revelation of a righteous Mashiach. And this shlichus, this mission, is especially relevant to our generation. This is the generation that the leader of the generation established, that every Jew becomes a shliach to disseminate Judaism in his environs. And the truth is that we could see that those people who invested their time in fulfilling their own personal growth, they understand that they also have to be shluchim. They can't just rely on their own personal growth and focus on that. They have to be emissaries to disseminate Judaism to other people as well. And there's an additional strength that was given to those who chose to be shluchim of the Rebbe, to be full-time shluchim, and they invest all their time in the dissemination of Judaism and Chassidus and the bringing of the redemption. And this is especially relevant when all of the shluchim gather together in the International Conference of Shluchim, which, as the Gemara says, that a kinnus of tzaddikim, a gathering of righteous people, is good for them, and benefits the whole world. So this conference will certainly give the strength to transform the world into holiness, to become a vessel, a fitting vessel for God's light to dwell as a preparation for the redemption. Now this year, the year in which the Rebbe gave this talk, there's an additional factor that adds to the shlichus of Mashiach. The Rebbe, the leader of our generation, has notified us that we already concluded everything. Everything is ready for the coming of Mashiach. And we can see this about when we look around and we see the quarrels amongst the nations that our sages say that are signs that the time of redemption has arrived. We also saw a fulfillment of last year's acronym, the year preceding the year in which this talk was given, was the year Tavshin Nun Aleph, the acronym of which is Hoye Tehei Shnas Niflois Arenu. It will be a year in which I will show them wonders. And this year is the same acronym, just with one change, Niflois Ba, or Niflois Batocha, wonders in it, wonders in the midst of it. So these are years of wonders, and the function of Mashiach, wage wars of God, has already materialized, and he has shown victory in some of these wars, and these wars don't have to be with violence, they can be in a peaceful manner. And also the Netzach, the victory, which is an allusion to the 50th gate, which is the highest level of godly revelation. The word Netzach, victory, is comprised of three letters, the Nun, the Tzaddik, and the Ches. So the Nun stands for 50, the 50th gate. The Tzaddik, which is 90, is the Rebbe's birthday. The Rebbe is referring to his own birthday. And the revelation of Mashiach is related to the number Ches, the number 8, because Mashiach is referred to as one of the 8 princes, as the Talmud refers to him as such. So we have Netzach, we have victory, alluding to the fact that we have all these three things. And since we already way beyond the beginning of the shlichus, we're after the middle of the shlichus, we already completed, the Rebbe says, the shlichus, and the redemption has not yet come, that's a sign that we still have something to do that will help us bring the geula, help us bring the redemption. It is known that in every generation, there's one person, because of his righteousness, is worthy to be Mashiach when the time comes. And according to the notification of the leader of our generation, who is the only and the singular Mashiach of our generation, that we concluded everything. So it's self-understood that the Rebbe has already begun his shlichus. And therefore, the only thing that is left for us to do now is to greet the face of a righteous Mashiach in actuality, so that he should be able to fulfill his shlichus, his mission, to take the Jews out of exile. Now, this is especially underscored this Shabbos when we read about the shlichus of Eliezer, and this gives strength to every effort of shlichus, especially the shlichus of Melech HaMashiach. This Shabbos, the Rebbe says, we also bless the month of Kislev, the month of redemption. This is also the time of rain that's also connected to Mashiach and his mission, because just like rain rises up from the ground, as it says, Ve'ed yalim in ha'aretz, the cloud rises up from the earth, the same thing is true about the shlichus that we do within this world, within the physical world, with our physical body. We refine the physical world, and we elevate it incrementally until it reaches a level that is even higher than the ruach of Mashiach, the spirit of Mashiach, because this brings about Mashiach's coming, a soul in a body, which is higher than just Mashiach's spirit that the Torah speaks about in the beginning of Genesis, that the spirit of God hovered upon the waters, that refers to the spirit of Mashiach, but we reach a level even higher. And that's the lesson and the instruction that is relevant right now, at the beginning of this International Conference of Shluchim, that the first thing we have to do is to tell all the Shluchim that the Shlichus, the mission of the entire Jewish people now, is the greeting of the face of our righteous Mashiach. That means everything that we do to disseminate Torah, Judaism, Hasidus, has to be permeated with the awareness of how this leads to greeting Mashiach. And this is also the meaning of the words of the Mishnah, that kol yemei chayecha, when the Torah says you have to remember the Exodus, all the days of your life, lahavi lemosa Mashiach, is to bring to the days of Mashiach, that every moment in the life of a person, he has to do everything incumbent upon him to bring, not just to stand on the side and wait for it, but he has to do whatever he can do to bring the days of Mashiach, not just Mashiach in his original initial state when he's presumed to be Mashiach, but the state where he's certainly Mashiach. And in simple terms, this means that this gathering of Shluchim has to lead to resolutions how to prepare the Jewish people that they should all greet Mashiach by explaining to them with ample explanations what Mashiach is in a way that they can understand. This is the mission right now, and this is the function of every Jew without any exception. Now, when every shliach does his shlichos, he fulfills his mission the way it should be, and everyone does it together in a united front, this will bring the revelation of the main shliach, Mashiach himself. In addition to this, since the shlichos was concluded, every shliach comes to God and says, I did my mission, I fulfilled it, and now you, God, do your mission, as it were, and bring Mashiach in actuality. And even if God enjoys the way we're striving and struggling in exile, and we're doing so much in exile, that doesn't justify that we should stay even one more moment outside of redemption, outside God's house, God forbid. There's an expression, Talmudic expression, whatever the host tells you to do, listen to him, except when he tells you to get out of his house. What that means, the Rebbe says, is that we are in God's house, and if God tells us to get out, to be in exile, we have a right to say no. We can't get out of God's state of redemption, and we plead to God, bring the redemption. It's high time. And this is especially relevant, the very special instruction that relate to this is the resolution to study the books Torah Ar and Likutei Torah, which will bring the redemption, and God will thank every one of us for all of the efforts that we invested, even if it wasn't perfect, and he will bring us all to the land of Israel, to Jerusalem, and to the Beis HaMikdash, take of Miyad Mamish, immediately. A synopsis of the synopsis. Eliezer was a shliach, was an agent to bring about the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka, because an agent is someone who's completely subordinated to the one who sends him. His whole being is really an extension of the sender. Now, the explanation for the marriage between Yitzchak and Rivka, that it had to happen through a shliach and not a shadchan, is because the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka is not just a private marriage, but it expresses the marriage of all of the Jewish people. It's something that's relevant to everyone. So it was something that was Abraham's very essence was involved in this marriage. And that's why he had to give everything he had to Yitzchak. And that's why Eliezer had to be completely devoted to Abraham, not to stray one iota from the one who was sending him. Now, the deeper explanation is that the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka represents the mystical concept of the unification of the two divine energies known as Ma and Ban, this unification of the spiritual and physical, the unification of Israel and God. And this is a very general idea of unity that encompasses all of Torah, all of existence, and everything that a person does revolves around that goal of that unification. And that's why Abraham had to give everything he had, because there's nothing in the world that doesn't fit into this unification. The inner meaning of this unification is that on one hand, the person is independent of godliness, and that independent individual subordinates himself, and he becomes so illuminated with godliness that he becomes one. Just like the shliach, who on one hand is an independent individual. He has his own mind. On the other hand, he recognizes that he is just an agent of the one who sent him, and he knows that everything he has, his whole empowerment, is from the one who sends him. Now, the shlichus, the mission of Eliezer, was to bring about the unification of Ma and Ban, these two divine energies. And that's why he was a shliach, because in order to do that, you have to have the characteristics of a shliach who also combines these two extremes. Now, Mashiach is the shliach of God to bring about the perfection of that unification of Ma and Ban, which will happen with a true and complete redemption. And as we said before, in order to effect that unification, you have to personify it in your own life. And that's why Mashiach, on one hand, is a separate being, is an independent entity. At the same time, he is the ultimate shliach, agent of God himself. Just like God, he's so united with God. And this effect of Mashiach having this two traits combined, the energy for that started with Moshe. When Moshe said, Shlach na biyatishlach, please send someone who you're going to send, that what did Moshe try to do? That in addition to the fact that Mashiach would be a king, and the king is represented by his subordination to the one above, which is the second aspect of a shliach, he also had the quality of Moshe Rabbeinu as a rav, as a teacher, the attribute of chachma, the attribute of being a mashpia, of giving off and bestowing knowledge and inspiring, which is the first aspect of the shliach. And Moshe himself also combined those two qualities. Based on what the leader of our generation taught us and notified us, we already concluded all of the efforts that we have to do, and we're standing ready for the greeting of our righteous Mashiach. And we can see this by looking around and see all the signs of the things that are happening in the world, all the wonders that have come to fruition. And we see how Mashiach is fighting the wars of God and is being victorious. From all this, we understand that we concluded our efforts of shlichus, and now we have the new shlichus of the leader of our generation, the Mashiach of our generation, to take all of Israel out of exile. In order to fulfill the shlichus, we are the ones who enable him, empower him to fulfill his shlichus, and what we have left to do is we should greet him in actuality. And this is the foundation and the mission and the innovative effort of our particular generation, that we have to be prepared to greet Mashiach, and that has to permeate everything else that we do. And since the action, the deed, is the essential thing, the Rebbe said these are the following instructions, seven different instructions. Number one, the resolutions of this international kinnus, conference of shluchim, should be how to prepare ourselves and prepare all the Jews in our cities and in our locations to greet Mashiach. Number two, every detail that we do in terms of serving God has to be permeated very clearly and overtly with the revelation of Mashiach. Number three, we have to publicize to all the shluchim that their mission right now, and the mission of every Jew, is greeting and receiving Mashiach. Number four, every effort that we do in disseminating Torah, Judaism, the fountains of Torah, has to be permeated with this point, how whatever it is that we're doing is going to lead us to greeting Mashiach. Number five, every hour of the day, all the days of our life, have to be permeated with the effort to bring Mashiach by doing everything in our power to bring Mashiach. Number six, that's the whole goal of this conference of Shluchim, to explain to every Jew, wherever you live, what Mashiach is all about by learning, not just by talking about Mashiach, but by learning what Mashiach is and what redemption is, and it has to be in a way that they can understand it. And number seven, the Rebbe spoke about learning specifically the core fundamental text of Chassidus, Torah, Ora, Lekutei Torah, and all their parts. Now, a summary of all of this. There's a little bit left to do to bring the redemption in actuality. The fact that we're still in exile. And the Rebbe says it's well known that in every generation there's someone who is a descendant of Yehuda, the tribe of Yehuda, who's worthy of being Mashiach. And this one person, because of his righteousness, could be the Redeemer. And when the time comes, God will reveal himself to him and he will send him to bring the redemption. And my father-in-law, the Rebbe says, the leader of our generation, the singular shliach of our generation, and the singular Mashiach of our generation, previous Rebbe, the Rebbe refers to him as my father-in-law, the Rebbe, we already concluded and completed all of the efforts that we need. So it follows then that we're now seeing the fulfillment of Shlachna B'yatishlach, the mission, the shlichos of my father-in-law. And it's self-understood that the one thing that's left now is to greet Mashiach in actuality, that he can fulfill his mission and take us out of exile. And the instruction that emerges from this, as we're standing at the beginning, the opening of this international conference of Shluchim, is that first and foremost, we have to go out with an announcement, a pronouncement to all the Shluchim, that the mission right now of all the Shluchim and of every Jew is to greet Mashiach. That means everything that we do of disseminating Torah and mitzvahs, and disseminating the teachings of Chassidus, have to be permeated with this central point, how everything leads to the greeting of a righteous Mashiach. In the book, Besuras HaGeula, the announcement of the redemption, which excerpts the part of the talk which talk about the redemption, some of which we already mentioned, but I'll just read it from the text. The most recent innovation in the work of Shlichos is to receive our righteous Mashiach in the true and complete redemption. Indeed, the preparation for the coming of our righteous Mashiach is the most all-encompassing aspect of Judaism and includes all the other points and details of the work of Shlichos. As has already been said many times, according to the declaration of our sages of blessed memory, all the appointed times have passed. According to my sainted father-in-law, the leader of our generation, tshuva has already been done, to the extent that all aspects of divine service have already been completed, even the polishing of the buttons. And we therefore stand ready to greet our righteous Mashiach. The work of Shlichus must be to prepare in reality to actually greet our righteous Mashiach. Thus, the goal of today's international convention of Shluchim is to produce good resolutions of how to accomplish the special Shlichus of these times, which is greeting a righteous Mashiach. In another excerpt, the Rebbe says, it was already mentioned earlier, that my sainted father-in-law, the leader of our generation, had declared that already all aspects of divine service have already ended, and we stand prepared to greet our righteous Mashiach. We also see that many of the signs of the redemption have been fulfilled in the events of the world, beginning with the sign that is mentioned in the Midrash, Yalkut Shimoni, that the time for your redemption has arrived when the nations incite one another. And this has taken place particularly in the Arab countries. And another excerpt, and we see in reality how it was and it will be that he, Mashiach, will fight the wars of God and be victorious in various situations, and specifically through a war of peace. It doesn't have to be through violence. And victory is also an expression of eternity. The word in Hebrew, Netzach, for victory also means eternity, because it's connected with the revelation of endurance, the trait of endurance. And the letter Nun of Netzach is 50. It's the revelation of the 50th gate, the highest level of spiritual knowledge. And the second letter of Netzach, victory, is Tzaddik, which is 90. It's the 90th year, as Jewish people have designated the year of the Rebbe's age. And the letter Ches, which is 8, represents the revelation of our righteous Mashiach, who's connected with the number 8, as it says, 8 princes of man. The Shluchim have already begun long ago to fulfill the work of Shlichus in spreading the Torah, Judaism, and the wellsprings of the inner teachings of Torah outward, and for a long time have even reached completion in the work of Shlichus, according to the announcement of my sainted father-in-law mentioned above. Nevertheless, the true and complete redemption has not yet actually come. It must be said, then, that there must be something that remains to be done that will bring the redemption into reality. What is needed is the following. It is known that in every generation, an individual descended from Yehuda is born who is qualified to be the Mashiach for Israel, and that one who qualifies because of his righteousness to be the Redeemer, and when the time arrives, God will be revealed to him and send him, etc. And according to the announcement of my sainted father-in-law, the leader of our generation, the singular Shliach of our generation, and the singular Mashiach of our generation, that everything has already concluded. It's understood that there has begun to be fulfilled the words that Moshe said, "Send now the one you will send, the Shlichus of my sainted father-in-law." And therefore it is obvious that the only thing that now remains in the work of Shlichus is to greet our righteous Mashiach in actual reality, in order that he should be able to fulfill his Shlichus in actuality and bring all the Jews out of exile. In another excerpt, the Rebbe says, "This then must be the practical lesson that results as we gather now at the opening and commencement of the International Convention of Shluchim. We must come out with a resolution and an announcement to all Shluchim that the work of Shlichus now and for every Jew is to do their capacity to lead to the greeting of a righteous Mashiach, which means all details of the work of Shlichus in spreading Torah and Judaism and spreading the wellsprings of the inner teachings of Torah outward must be permeated with greeting a righteous Mashiach."